For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Senator Sarah Kieski has introduced a bill which would set criminal penalties for any person who uses artificial intelligence, deepfake technology, to mimic a person's voice, image, or mannerisms, and uses it to manipulate, deceive, or intimidate individuals. Senator Kieski stated, quote, "This bill addresses an issue that causes me real concern. Scams that target vulnerable individuals like our seniors and trick them into losing great sums of their personal savings. We are going through a new era where technology, particularly artificial intelligence, is rapidly advancing and always evolving. For example, people can easily be convinced they are hearing the voice of a loved one in distress on the phone, when in reality they are hearing an artificially created voice. There must be greater consequences for the bad actors perpetrating these cruel schemes on Wisconsinites. This is an issue that is increasingly hurting folks across our state and country. I hope this common sense proposal to protect Wisconsinites is something both my Democratic and Republican colleagues will support," end quote. The remains of a Wisconsin airman killed in World War II have been identified. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency has identified the remains of U.S. Army Air Force's Corporal John J. Ginzel, a 27-year-old from Rhinelander. He was killed in January 1945 when U.S. forces sank a second ship carrying POWs to the island of Formosa, known today as Taiwan. His remains were eventually interred in Hawaii. Scientists were able to identify them, and he'll be buried in Rhinelander next May. Richland County residents who pay their property tax bills by mail are being advised of a recent U.S. Postal Service policy change that may affect when envelopes are postmarked. In August, the Postal Service instituted a nationwide change as to when a postmark is affixed to incoming mail. Instead of postmarks being affixed when the item is first touched by the Postal Service, postmarks are now stamped at regional sorting centers. Richland County Treasurer Ashley Mott said, quote, "That means your postmark could be several days after you put it in your mailbox. In other words, if you plan to pay your property taxes by mail, don't wait until the night before the deadline to put it in the mail," end quote. Many federal and state laws define timely payment based off the USPS postmark, meaning payments may be considered delinquent if they are mailed too close to the deadline, even if they were, in fact, placed in a mailbox before the deadline. To avoid this issue, Richland County property taxpayers should mail payments earlier or use the e-check option to pay online to avoid becoming delinquent and accruing late fees. Online tax payments can be made on the county's website. Log in by using the guest sign-in option and searching by either the property address or property parcel number. Taxpayers are also cautioned about sending tax payments utilizing their personal bank's online bill payment option, as those payments are often done in bulk with many other customers' payments, and the envelopes do not have the postmark affixed to the envelope, so there is a danger those could arrive late and become delinquent as well. Another option could be to physically bring your payment into the post office and request that they postmark your payment in front of you or by sending it certified mail. Falls are a major cause of injury in all ages of the U.S. population, but they pose a particularly serious risk for older adults. Wisconsin has the highest death rate for falls in the nation. Many assume Wisconsin's high death rate is due to the state's cold climate, but the majority of older adult falls occur in the home, and some states with similar climates have lower rates. From 2021 to 2023, there were 5,287 deaths due to falls among the 65 and older population in Wisconsin, nearly triple the number of people of all ages who died in motor vehicle accidents in the same period. In Iowa County, every time a 911 call is made, fall-related data is collected at the Iowa County Dispatch Center. In 2025, Iowa County has continued to see fall-related calls be significant. There is an initiative to help Iowa County residents who are at risk of severe or even deadly falls. This initiative helps connect residents to resources they need to protect themselves. The Healthy Iowa County Community Action Team on Aging is a group of organizations and individuals. The focus of the team's current work includes implementing a falls prevention campaign in the county. This program includes a pilot referral system between Dodgeville EMS and the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Iowa County. Its purpose is to identify those who have fallen or are at increased risk for falls. After identifying the individual vulnerable to falls is connected to the Iowa County ADRC to assist in identifying risk and getting the person connected to additional resources. If you know someone who could benefit from resources in their home to avoid a fall-related injury, contact Iowa County ADRC at 608-930-9835. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering tips to help families save money, reduce waste, and keep recycling and trash workers safe during upcoming holidays. Did you know that household food waste and scraps make up the largest part of all trash in Wisconsin landfills? Approximately 854,000 tons annually, or 294 pounds per person in Wisconsin. When food goes in the trash, so do all the resources, time, and money used to produce, store, and distribute the food. The organization ReFed estimates that on Thanksgiving alone, 320 million pounds of food is wasted in the United States. This represents more than $550 million of groceries thrown away in a single day. When this wasted food decomposes in landfills, it will release nearly 8,000 metric tons of methane, a potent greenhouse gas. This is similar to what's emitted by powering 28,885 homes' electricity for a year. Here are some tips to prevent and reduce food waste at home. Shop with a plan based on headcount. Shopping while hungry and buying more food than what is needed leads to more food waste. Upcycle your pantry and understand date labels. Note that manufacturer date labels, such as best if used by, are not regulated by federal law with the exception of infant formula and indicate peak quality food, not food safety. Refrigerate quickly to extend its life. Freeze before you toss. Consider putting your holiday leftovers and surplus ingredients in the freezer to save the time and money on future grocery store runs. Consider composting extra food scraps. For more details and additional tips, visit the DNR's Reducing Food Waste at Home webpage. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On to the Final Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college volleyball, the Wisconsin Badgers in Kansas City for the NCAA Final Four, the tournament to decide the next national champion in volleyball. Mimi Collier, nominated for Player of the Year, on the team with a chance to win it all this weekend after beating the number one seed Texas in the regionals 3-1.
Most unreal feeling. It still hasn't fully soaked in, but I for sure think that was the most connective we've been throughout a match. Just keeping our heads up, and even though we lost that third set, we stuck with it and came back even stronger the fourth set.
Wisconsin plays Kentucky 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Coverage on ESPN. NFL, the Packers on the practice field. They play the Bears in Chicago Saturday night. Still bruised and banged up after the Broncos game. Running back Josh Jacobs dealing with swelling in his left knee that he injured last month in New York against the Giants.
He's battling through. This guy's as tough as they come. I'll never count him out of the fight. I'll tell you that.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 36 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with some light rain developing after midnight. And then tomorrow, showers before noon. Then rain will mix with snow, falling temperatures through the afternoon as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.